Joining me live in studio this morning is Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
Hey, we appreciate you coming in. This was kind of a short notice, and you made it work, so we appreciate that. But, the big election is tomorrow, and we've been discussing this, and we've had Toby Merritt, the Thane Fire Department volunteer fire chief, on the air a couple of times. Wanted to get the commission's perspective on this proposed Mid-Valley Fire District. And, Commissioner, just give us the background on this and why this is going to be on the ballot for a vote tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. One of the things that happened with this and the reason that we put it on the ballot to begin with as commissioners, they were going to go out and get signatures to have this put on the ballot, not only within the county but also within the communities or the towns. And as you know, the pandemic came along, and that just kept them from going door to door to get those signatures, and it just wasn't going to work out. And to put that on the ballot, basically we put it back in the hands of the voters. And it will just be in the county for now, and then the towns will have the option of joining later. So basically that's how it came to be on the ballot. The choice is the county's choice. I think it's a really good idea. We've got the Afton Fire District. We have the Alpine Fire District. It makes sense to have this fire district for this essential service that's provided to the citizens of Lincoln County. Now, the county has sponsored fire departments for decades. Is there a statute in place that requires us to do that? There's not. However, we have used tax dollars to support these fire departments and emergency services. They are essential to our community. They're essential to our voters. And it's important that we have them in place. Their costs have gone up. Matter of fact, some of their mandated equipment improvements have cost them smartly as well. And it's an expensive thing to keep up and move forward with. Some of the equipment, especially in the Thane Fire Department and this Mid-Valley District, is showing some wear, needs to be improved. And there's just not dollars out there. As you know, the county is suffering from a lack of funds.
So I was just going to say, we had Commissioner Conley on last week, and he painted a pretty sobering picture of economic future for not just Lincoln County, but Western Wyoming.
Exactly. You know, with the decisions that have been made by Rocky Mountain Power as far as burning coal, that's affected our budgets. It's affected the way and the money that we're going to have to actually distribute.
So this vote will be for those that live, if I understand correctly, those that would just live in the district, and the tax increase would be for those that live in the district outside of the incorporated towns of Thane and Star Valley Ranch. Is that correct? Because those residents are already paying into some sort of tax like this?
That's correct. And so it will just affect those that live in the county. And they'll be the ones that will have it on their ballot to vote for or against.
So the tax increase would be countywide or just in the district?
Just within the district.
Yeah, okay. And this would serve pretty much Central Star Valley, right? We're talking Etna, Bedford.
Yeah, it abuts the Afton District to the south and the Alpine District to the north, which basically is, I think it's Jackknife Road is about where the division is for those that know where that road is, and I'm sure most of us do. And then I'm not sure on the south end down here because it is a little jaggedy on the district itself.
Well, a lot of times when you get to that area, both departments respond anyway most of the time, right?
They do. They call on each other, that's for sure. And it works out well. They work great as a team. All the fire districts do. And, you know, again, these are volunteer fire department people, and they get out and they do what's good for the community, and they're essential.
Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King in studio this morning. So this will be on the ballot tomorrow for those living within the district. And as far as how much of the increase is going to be there, I know there's a formula, but what we heard this morning and previously from Chief Merritt was that for a $300,000 home, it was going to be about $85 per year. And so you can kind of get a gist for that. So when you talk about, as you were mentioning, the increase in calls and services and the diminishing budget, this all just goes towards keeping that viable and moving forward.
It does, and remember, we're experiencing some fairly significant growth within the valley as well, as you're probably aware. When we're looking at our planning and zoning and our commission meetings, we're seeing anywhere from 18 to 20 new home permits per month. That's fairly substantial. And a lot of it are homes right now rather than just garages or a shop or something like that as well.
Commissioner Robert King in studio this morning. Commissioner, thanks so much for stopping by. Anything else about this Mid-Valley Fire District that you'd like to mention tomorrow? Or this morning, I should say.
Well, you know, I think it's a great idea. I think it matches our valley as far as districts go and county as far as that goes as well. So I'm looking forward to the vote, and I hope that people get out and vote just in general.
You can see all the voting information, and last week, Star Valley Independent has sample ballots, voting locations, and more details. It's in last week's SBI. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network.